Roxanne Lantry, Roz to everyone who knew her, paced up and down the sodden lawn outside the huge old Victorian that housed the Witches' Northwest Coven headquarters in Seattle. Rain pelted her from beneath a gunmetal sky, but it was better out here than inside. She fought an unfamiliar thickening at the back of her throat and balled her hands into fists. "I will not cry," she muttered to an inquisitive ground squirrel that ran across her boot tops, but telling herself and controlling her emotions were two different things. One of her two best friends, Colleen Kelly, would be getting married in less than half an hour. Roz had been inside, in the midst of all the bride craziness, but seeing Colleen swathed in cream-colored lace sent her into a tailspin. She'd headed for the nearest door, intent on finding breathing room. Solitude to sort her thoughts. What the fuck is wrong with me? She kicked at a hummock of grass and yelped when it didn't move, but the pain from her stubbed toes helped her focus. If she was honest, not an easy task when men were involved, she knew exactly what was bothering her. "Yeah," she mumbled, lecturing herself. "Two failed marriages and a whole bunch of loser dudes before, after, and in between. I'm jealous and I need a good swift boot in the backside. Just because Colleen finally stumbled across Mr. Wright doesn't lower my odds of ever finding someone who's gorgeous and magical and worships me." Now, if I could only believe that. Roz was happy for Colleen and Duncan, the twin she was marrying. They made a great couple, but surely there was enough connubial bliss in the universe to sprinkle a little her way, too. Her last go-round with a strikingly handsome Oklahoman she'd met online had ended in fireworks when he'd admitted all he really wanted was to tap into her magical ability. When the rubber met the road, he didn't even like women. Her stomach churned. She hated being made a fool of. She'd turned this guy into his coven for false advertising and laying a trap to delude a fellow magic wielder, but she doubted they'd done much to censure him. Water dripped off her nose. She stuck out her lower lip and blew upward, but the rain kept on dripping. Roz shook her fist at the low-hanging clouds, recognizing it for displacement activity. What she really wanted to do was pound her fist through the Oklahoman's nice, straight nose. Enough of this. Give it a rest. That happened months ago. For Christ's sake, I need to get moving, go inside, and trade my jeans and serape for fancy duds. Roz took a few deep breaths to settle her angst. She couldn't show her tear-stained face to the world. She'd never live it down. When she closed her eyes, the Oklahoma asshole formed behind her lids, taunting her. Roz clenched her jaw and summoned a calming spell. It seemed like cheating, but time was short. As the wispy edges of magic caught her up, they soothed her frazzled nerves. She turned hard right and headed for the house at a brisk trot. She, Colleen, and Jenna Neal were the last of a long line of demon assassins. Witches with specialized powers, they lured Erikna demons, immobilized them, and sent them packing to the netherworld. When things worked right, she and her sister witches, along with Colleen's familiar, shanghaied the demons and locked them behind the gate guarding the ninth circle of hell. The demons didn't go without a fight, though, which was what had killed off the other demon assassin witches. It didn't help that demons as a group had been gathering power these last 50 years or so. Witches lived a long time, but they were far from immortal, and demon assassin ability was genetic. She, Jenna, or Colleen would have to produce children, or that strain of magic would die out. None of them had a shred of domesticity, so no one had signed up for motherhood. At least, not yet. "I can't put 2 weeks together without a major demon battle these days. How the hell could I take time off to raise a kid?" Rain ran down her neck and Roz shivered. Thinking about demons chilled her to her bones. Realizing she'd stopped walking, she plodded toward the house again and forced her thoughts to the magician supply store she owned with Colleen and Jenna in Fairbanks, Alaska. The other two witches had moved there months ahead of her. She hated the idea of all that snow and cold and winter nights that lasted 20 hours, but she'd boxed herself into a dicey situation and hadn't had much choice. Her temper, never very controllable on a good day, had gotten the better of her, and she made short work of her cheating husband and his two, yep, count 'em, girlfriends. After that, she'd packed up and headed her aging Subaru north. Next stop, Fairbanks.